Nolte, Viola Davis refuses Target's apology over racial nothingburger Halloween costume. By John Nolte on August 28, 2026. Don't get me wrong, I love me some blue-on-blue violence. Although she's a legitimately great actress, Viola Davis is also an insufferable leftist. And her teeing off on the unapologetic groomers and Satanists that run Target stores is rather glorious. What makes it even more fun is that all this gloriousness is based on a hoax, one more racial nothing burger. So, here's the backstory. Because there is so little racism in America, and the demand for racism far exceeds the supply. For decades, leftists have been forced to fabricate and invent racism where it doesn't exist. See, Smollett, Jesse, Brown, Michael, Martin, Trayvon. In this case, we have a Target ad for a clown costume that has been ludicrously condemned as racist when it should have been condemned for being butt ugly. The only way you can look at this and think minstrel is if your racism Jones has you seeing pink elephants. Nevertheless, because they are cuck leftists, after this fake backlash roared, Target cucked out like the cuckity cuck cucks they are with this groveling apology. You cannot read this without hearing the squeak of the gerbil wheel. An apology from us. We pulled an offensive Halloween costume that should never have been part of our assortment. It is no longer for sale. As a company, we got this wrong, and we are deeply sorry. We know this is especially hurtful for our Black guests, team members, and partners. Removing the costume is an important first step. And the company is looking closely at how this happened and what needs to change to ensure this won't happen again. And now, because she hasn't gotten any attention for at least half an hour, the world would like you to know that Viola Davis is not accepting Target's apology. They wounded her people, you see. Target, I do not accept your apology. And I do not believe that you understand the impact, the pain, the dehumanization of the above, Davis harumphed on social media. These images laid the foundation and the ideology for every atrocity that has been committed against my people. We matter. You have shown us that you are not on our side. This might seem off-topic, but have you noticed a pattern? That when celebrities lose weight, they tend to go from fairly likable to insufferable. Viola Davis. Jelly Roll. Oprah Winfrey. Rebel Wilson. Al Roker. Seth Rogen. It's like all that jolly fat melts away to reveal the true asshole at the core. Anyway, that was today's episode of Inventing Racism So I Can Pose as One of the Good People.